From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents and has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports on the issue of whether Flynn or anyone else in the Trump campaign met with Russia's ambassador to Washington, Sergei Kislyak, after last year's election.
There's that whole issue of were there meetings that we know that some Russian officials or people with links to Russia attended some of those meetings. More to come on that. Now, there was a statement from one of the White House lawyers about all this, Ty Cobb, who says nothing about the guilty plea that Flynn agreed to today, or the charge implicates anyone other than Flynn. The false statements involved mirror the false statements to White House officials that resulted in his resignation in February. And you recall, it was him lying to Vice President Mike Pence that really was the factor that got him fired from the White House about what exactly he had talked about with the Russian ambassador.
VOA's Jim Malone. President Trump calling reports he is trying to force Secretary of State Rex Tillerson out of his post at the State Department fake news. Tillerson says it's all laughable. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis expected to pressure Pakistan to end its alleged ties to militant groups when he visits the country, part of a four-nation tour. Mattis will also be visiting Egypt, Kuwait, and Jordan. Terrorism likely to top the agenda as Mr. Mattis travels about. This is VOA News.